Welcome to R.C. Blakes Jr. Ministries, emanating from New Home Family Worship Center of New Orleans and Houston. Now, be prepared to be blessed as we hear a special word from Pastor Blakes.
At some point, you got to look at your own life, and you got to look at the foundation that you're building on, and you got to say, I got to do better. All right, let's look at something. Go to Matthew chapter 7. Verses 24 through 27. And watch this. Let me read it for you. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. Built his house where? A wise man builds where? Everybody say solid foundation. He says, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not. What's the implication there? You're going to have storms. You're not going to get around it. I don't care what your name is. I don't care how many days you go to church. I don't care how you speak in tongues. You're going to have storms. And if your foundation is not solid, your stuff is not going to work. See, like some of y'all just got off of this Black Friday thing. You just done ran out there and act a complete fool and spent all your money up talking about sales. You can't afford no sale. Those of you who could least afford to be out there were the first ones in line. And now this week you're trying to find somebody to pay your bill. Everybody say, that's a shaky foundation right there. I was watching looking on Facebook, Kermit the Frog, they had him. I said it was a martini, but it actually was a glass of tea. Kermit was sitting there with his tea in his hand, and he said, I don't remember the exact wording, but Kermit, in so many words, said, yeah, y'all out here shopping on Black Friday, so if you don't pay the electric bill, next Friday gonna really be a Black Friday. You won't be able to see your Louis Vuitton. Vuitton. Oh, Lord. But he says, the flood came and the winds blew and beat upon that house and it fell not. See, because it was built on a what? Solid rock, solid foundation. All right. Verse 26, and everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, one's wise, one foolish, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. Why are black folks still in the same condition and place today we were in the 60s? Actually, we're worse. Because then, you know, we're actually worse now because, in the 60s, we actually had our own businesses. We actually had our own economy developing. And the reason the reason they killed Dr. Martin Luther King is because his vision started moving towards the economic peace. And they knew that he was getting ready to develop a sense of community amongst black folk and a container for the black dollar. And they could not have that. Now, today, we don't have any more businesses, and we're the international consumers. People all around the world make product to sell to black folk in America because they know we are professional buyers. We're not in the same condition because there's some phantom white man holding us down. We got a black president. We're in the same condition because we refuse to build our lives on something solid. We don't want education. We don't want God. We despise the family structure. We want to bounce our behinds off the floor, drink liquor like it's water, smoke weed all day long, walk around the street looking like a coloring book with your drawers showing and want to know why you can't get off the ground. Yeah. You're building on a sandy foundation. It ain't nobody's fault that black folks still on the ground. You on the ground because of yourself. And then you sit in churches with preachers that don't even care enough about you to tell you the truth. Your own leaders won't tell you the truth. And then everybody else just laughing at you. You think they're laughing with you, and they're laughing at you because you're the international buffoons. Watch this. Proverbs 24. Gotta calm down now. Proverbs 24:3-4. Through wisdom is an house builded, and by understanding it is established, and by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with pleasant riches. So he mentions what? Wisdom, understanding, knowledge. Wisdom, understanding, knowledge. Wisdom, understanding, knowledge. I heard Dr. Mike Freeman. He was dealing with this particular text, and he used the illustration, which I think was powerful. He said, wisdom comes in, and it constructs the house. It builds the house. Understanding comes in, and it establishes the house. You know, a lot of times you build houses that you can't necessarily keep. You overbill for your pocket. He says, so wisdom comes in, it builds the house, and then a man and a woman gets understanding, and it establishes, it keeps the house. He says, but knowledge puts furniture in it. You got a lot of folk who got houses that can't afford furniture. I'm trying to help somebody right here. When Lisa and I first got married, I got rid of my little bachelor pad. I had a nice little, it was very small, but it was nice. Nice little small bachelor pad, you know. And she never moved into that house. I said, I'm going to go get us a house. And we went and got us a house, and we moved into our house. Just days before, I moved in there days before we got married, and we went there. Our little den furniture, we bought it from Walmart. It was, bean bags. We had bean bags, and then we had another little thing that you could fold up. It was a little cushion thing. You could fold it up. Man, I enjoyed that furniture, you know. And we had to wait until we could afford to put some furniture in there, you know. But we had the house, and we could maintain the house. But then we had to get to a place where we could furnish that. Wisdom builds it. Understanding establishes it. Knowledge fills it. Watch this. Watch this. He says, by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with pleasant riches. There you have the problem. Black folk don't want no knowledge. We have the worst understanding in the whole wide world. Boy, when you have to live amongst a bunch of Negroes, that's some of the worst understanding in the world. They get offended at you when you're trying to do absolutely nothing but the best for them. We don't want no wisdom. We want entertainment. We don't even want preachers that's going to give us any wisdom. We want entertainers. We want somebody sticking their finger in their ear, hollering and sweating and singing a bunch of songs. So let's look at these three things. I'm just kind of talking. Not extremely structured, but just talking. Everybody say wisdom builds. Now let me ask you a question. How many wise people do you have around you? See, like some of y'all in here dealing with marital issues. Got a lot of marital issues in this ministry now. And I just wish I could just clone myself, make four of me, so I could just be in all different places at one time. But you cannot discuss marital issues with people who've not succeeded at marriage. Well, most of y'all making your error is that you going to the ballroom discussing your issues with your wife with a bunch of dudes who failed at marriage. They may still be married, but they got five or six women on the side. So they're really the ultimate failure. How many wise people do you have around you? You sitting up in there broke. How many of your friends got money? All y'all broke. How many wise folk do you have around? Because you know ignorance is contagious. Go to Proverbs 4, 7 and 8. Proverbs 4, 7 and 8. Look what he says. I'm going over by this speaker. This mic usually holler. I'll be trying to get around him by y'all, but that speaker won't let me. I'm going to see if I can squeeze by him. Praise the Lord. I've made it. Hallelujah. I've made it. Hey, baby. He says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. But he says, wisdom is the what? It's the what? It's the principal thing. In other words, it's the place you start. It's the foundation. Most people erect shaky lives because they don't start at a place of wisdom. You know, you think about even our young people. Young folk, y'all got to listen to me. You know, you get to a certain age and you think you're grown and you get busy. You invest yourself in the business of proving you're grown. You may be grown on the calendar, but you're still a child in your mind. And God blesses you. He gives you parents who have made all of the mistakes you're trying to make. And they love you enough to be patient with you to try to keep on telling you. Most folk going to write you off and tell you, go on about your business, do what you want to do. Your mom and your dad going to keep on wrestling with you. And the devil makes you think that they are the last people you're supposed to listen to. And then it's 30 years later that you got to come back and say, my mind isn't to you. Wisdom is the principal thing. The sooner you wake up and realize that you got to build your life on wisdom. That's the thing that impressed God about Solomon, a young man coming into power. He didn't ask for riches. He didn't ask for the lives of his enemies. He didn't ask for power. He said, God, give me wisdom. How many young folk are praying for wisdom? But for that matter, how many old folk are even praying? I'm looking at a lot of foolish old people. You're at an age where you should know better. And here you out here 50 years old talking about twerking. Your twerking ain't working. Throwing all your back out talking about twerking. You better try to go sit your old self down and do the waltz. Get your two-step on, hallelujah. Twerking. Wisdom is the proper use of knowledge. Wisdom, watch this. Wisdom is the what? Proper use of knowledge. See, a lot of young folk think because they go to school and they got some paper on the wall that, you know. Man, that don't mean, just because you got all of that knowledge in your head don't mean you know how to apply it to your life. You got a whole lot of folk that got PhDs that are just complete idiots in life. Because they lack what? Wisdom. Wisdom is the proper application of knowledge. Those old grandparents, they may not have used the best English, but if you listened to them, they were teaching you how to put the little stuff you think you know together. You know, I think about three generations. Well, not my daddy, not my grandmother, but my great-grandparents. I think about how they bought acres and acres and acres of land and left, and now my generation renting. They couldn't even read, but they could buy land. My generation, college educated, renting, and driving BMWs and Mercedes up to an apartment. My generation begging. Every time you see them, they begging. That's why I don't like no family reunions. It's too expensive. Yeah, come, can you let me hold something, come? Come, I'm proud of you, come. I'm not proud of you. I'm certainly not proud of you. You need to get it together, brother. Wisdom is the proper application or the proper use of knowledge. Now watch this. Wisdom always originates outside of the individual, meaning you got to get wisdom from somewhere. Most folk do not have wisdom because they refuse to submit to someone. Here you go. Wisdom comes from a few ways. Number one, God grants the gift of wisdom. In James 1 and 5, he says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men. When's the last time you prayed, God, give me wisdom? You're praying for money when you really need wisdom. Wisdom comes from association. Going back to what I just said, how many folk are you rubbing shoulders with who are wise people? Proverbs 13:20, he that walks with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. You walk with wise folk, it rubs off on you. There's some things that just rubbed off on me because I walk with my dad. Now those things are coming back to serve me in my life now. But the sad thing is that most of y'all sitting in here spend every day, all day long, with people who have no wisdom. Thirdly, wisdom comes from the corrections that life will make. You know, you hit your head up against that wall, you gain wisdom through that. Some of y'all, sometimes you overlay mama your children. A grown man needs to know what it is to waste all of your money in the club and have his lights off without mama running down there paying his electric bill. How is he ever going to learn if you keep on bailing him out? You think you're loving him, but you're really hating him because you ain't going to be here forever. And society ain't going to take care of him.
Thank you for listening to R.C. Blakes Jr. Ministries, emanating from New Home Family Worship Center of New Orleans and Houston. You can write us or send a prayer request to R.C. Blakes Jr. Ministries, P.O. Box 571083, Houston, Texas, 77257. Be sure to mention that you heard us on the podcast. You may also call us at 713-991-1302. If you live in the Houston or New Orleans areas, or if you're just visiting, we invite you to come join us at one of our powerful, family-oriented services where we are building a future for you. Our Houston location is 4805 Schermeyer Street in Houston, Texas. In New Orleans, we're at 13800 Hayne Boulevard in East New Orleans, Louisiana. For service times, directions, or more information about our ministry, call 713-991-1302. In the New Orleans area, call 504-244-6968. Our email is rc@comehometonewhome.org. And be sure to visit our website at www.comehometonewhome.org. Remember, you're on top and you're going higher. God has more in store for you.